Q&A, questions and answers. Note, responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. End of note. Question. My friends and I have a problem with gossiping. What can I do to stop and help them stop? Response for New Era. You can overcome gossiping by following the advice and for the strength of youth on overcoming swearing. Help others around you use clean language by your example and by good-naturedly encouraging them to choose other words. Politely walk away or change the subject when others around you use bad language. If you've developed a habit of swearing or gossiping, you can break it. Begin by making a decision to change. Pray for help. If you start to use words you know are wrong, keep quiet or say what you have to say in a different way. The pamphlet also explains why it's important to speak well of others. Speak kindly and positively about others so you can fulfill the Lord's commandment to love one another. When you use good language, you invite the Spirit to be with you. From Language, 2001, pages 22 through 23. Being kind in your communication is Christ-like and will help you have better relationships and feel better about yourself. Response from readers. The Golden Rule. Gossiping happens all around us every day, and it is extremely hurtful. It may seem cool to spread the latest news to your friends, but think about the person you were talking about. Would you say what you were saying if he or she was there? Did the person say you could tell people? Think about how you would feel if someone was gossiping about you. Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 12. If your friends are gossiping, nicely change the subject. Jessica J., age 16, Arizona, USA. Medicine to cure gossip. There are three groups involved in gossip: ourselves, those who listen, and the people we talk about. Make a commitment to stop gossiping, and then do it. Here is some medicine to cure the gossip disease. 1. Change the topic when your friends start gossiping. 2. Keep quiet so they don't have people to talk to. 3. Tell them frankly to speak not evil one of another. James chapter 4, verse 11. Boot, A, 22, Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Avoid negative comments. Gossip has destructive power and can wound people's feelings. When we gossip, we open the door for the adversary to destroy someone's reputation. To overcome this bad habit, any negative comments about someone's life should be avoided. When we hear such things, whether they are true or not, we should try to stop them. If they continue anyway, we should leave. See Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. We can help our friends by counseling them never to participate in such conversations and exhort them as members of the church and faithful followers of Christ, always to seek to defend truth and righteousness, always to be an example and praise others. The 13th Article of Faith. Ismael S., age 18, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Think on these things. To avoid gossiping, we can memorize a scripture like Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, that teaches us to love our neighbors as ourselves and recite it in our minds every time we're about to start gossiping. We can also memorize a song like I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus, Children's Songbook, pages 78 through 79, and sing it in our minds. Another idea is to say two good things about the person, and that way you'll forget his or her shortcomings and instead notice the person's goodness. Radora M., age 19, Luzon, Philippines. Look for the good in others. Gossiping can be hard to overcome, but I think if you remember to love your neighbor, you might think twice before saying a regretful comment. We aren't the ones to judge others. I think looking for good things in people can help rather than watching for the negative. Haley B., age 15, Utah, USA. It takes courage. Some say that with our mouths we build walls between ourselves and our loved ones. I believe that in order to stop this, we need a great deal of personal and spiritual courage. If we truly understand the gospel, we as members of the church should not gossip because God has taught us to open our mouths to proclaim the gospel to the entire world, not to criticize or gossip about others. Vanessa P., age 19, Tahiti, French Polynesia. Pray for guidance. Remember that gossiping can have a deep, lasting impact on others. Try and put yourself in their shoes and think about how you would feel if others were saying unkind things about you. It is a righteous desire for you to change this habit. The Lord will bless you with strength and a change of heart as you sincerely seek His guidance through prayer. Brittany H., age 12, Utah, USA. Sidebar: Poisons to the Soul. Let us avoid evil speaking. Let us avoid slander and gossip. These are poisons to the soul to those who indulge. Evil speaking injures the reviler more than the reviled. President David O. McKay, 1873 through 1970, in Conference Report, April 1969, page 96. Next month's question. In my family, I am the youngest by many years. I always feel left out of my siblings' activities and conversations. What can I do to improve our relationship? Send your answer by November 15, 2008, to New Era, Q&A Questions and Answers, November 2008, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email newera@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included in your email or letter: full name, birth date, ward or branch, stake or district. I grant permission to print response in photo with signature or parent's signature if you're under 18. End of Q&A, Questions and Answers.